This is a production from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality. Doctor Who, Harbingers, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell and Jackson Rees, Part 1.
This place is huge!
It's the ship's cargo hold, designed to carry weapons and cargo.
It's certainly devoid of weapons.
Yes, they must have thrown everything they had at them.
Them?
Whoever they were fighting.
It looks ominous, Doctor. Do we have to stay here?
Look, I know you've been through a lot, Amara, but we are answering a distress call. I'm afraid I just can't ignore it. You and Gray could stay behind. Just go back into the TARDIS and wait for me if you'd like.
No. I'll be all right.
Good girl. Come along then, you two. Let's find the bridge of this ship.
And we're right behind you, Doctor. Are you sure you're all right, Amara? You've been through so much recently. First, leaving behind everything you know on the Mandal Station, being judged by the Eidolon, then the war in Aneron, and after that, being possessed by alien technology on Lexos.
There was nothing alien about the technology on Lexos, Gray. Not to me. That was ancient Treian technology. The technology my people brought to Lexos thousands of years ago.
Fair enough. But it still must have been harrowing. Being taken over like that.
I'm all right, Gray. I'm sorry. I'm still getting used to all the changes I've gone through because of what happened to me in the Chamber of the Lost. And I think I'm still a little tired.
I understand. The doctor woke us early because of this distress signal. I suppose we'd best join him in investigating just what happened to this ship.
Yes, all right. You lead the way.
There you two are.
Have you found anything, Doctor?
Nothing much so far. Except dead crewmen. Whoever attacked this ship certainly did a number on it.
It's a miracle life support's online.
Yes, quite. Come on, let's get to the bridge. Someone's gotta still be alive and kicking.
Considering the state this ship is in, I wouldn't count on it.
Yes, so it would appear.
This is a ghost ship. May we please leave this place? Clearly we're too late.
I suppose so, Amara. There doesn't appear to be much we could do here.
Doctor! This one's alive, I think.
Yes, he has a pulse. Help me get this panel off him. Now steady on, old chap. It's going to be all right.
Who are you? Have you come to finish me off?
No, not at all. Just relax.
We answered your distress call.
They came out of nowhere. They took us by surprise.
Forgive me, but who did?
Unspeakable monsters.
Monsters?
They were ruthless, relentless, merciless, like nothing we'd ever seen. But yet we knew them.
You knew them?
What do you mean?
Monsters. Something out of legend.
Whose legend?
The legends of my people. And of many others. Stories I've heard. All over the galaxy. No matter where I've traveled, they speak of the monsters.
What are the monsters?
Harbingers.
Harbingers.
What's he talking about, Doctor? Have you heard of such a thing?
No, never. Can you describe these monsters to me?
Terrible creatures. Monsters. Harbingers.
Oh no, he's going into shock. Quick, Gray, see if you could find a medical kit.
Yes, Doctor.
Harbingers.
Quickly, Amara, help her.
Oh, yes, Doctor. Sorry.
I think this is it. Catch.
Thank you. Now, come here, you two. I may need some assistance.
Yes, Doctor.
All right.
How is he, Doctor?
He'll live, I hope. It's just hard to tell with his physiognomy. I'm just not familiar with Kronek biology.
At least you recognize the species.
Yes, we're very close to Gallifrey now. I know most of the species in this part of the galaxy like the back of my hand.
I managed to find the ship's database. It seems our lone survivor is named Yor, or Communications Officer Yor, to be precise.
Well, that'll be good to know when he wakes up. Perhaps we could get some more information out of him about these monsters of his, if we could put him at ease by calling him by name.
Do you really believe his story? About monsters out of legend just suddenly appearing and attacking?
Well, considering all I've seen in my travels, I wouldn't at all be surprised, Gray. Although I've never heard of such a legend in this part of the cosmos. I wonder why.
Well, I don't believe him.
Everyone's entitled to their own opinion, of course.
But they were certainly hit by something. Just take a look at the ship. It's been devastated.
It's a warship, so they're fresh from a battle. It doesn't mean they were attacked by these mythical monsters.
You're awfully convinced these creatures aren't real, Amara.
I just refuse to believe the stories of some half-dead space marine.
Steady on, Amara. There's no reason to get excited, my dear.
I'll get as excited as I cran well want. Oh, why can't we just get off this checking warship?
Amara, it's not like you to use profanity.
How do you know what I'm like? Clearly, I've changed. Ugh, why don't you just mind your own drailing business, eh?
Right. Look, that's it. At least one of us has had enough excitement for one day. Gray?
Yes, all right, Doctor. Would you like me to escort you back to the TARDIS, Mara? We could both use a change of scenery.
Good idea. I'll just stay here and see to Officer Yor.
I'm sorry, Doctor. I don't know what came over me.
It's quite all right, Amara.
No, it isn't. Please, forgive me?
Of course. Look, why not let Gray take you back to the TARDIS? You can have a little lie down and soon you'll be right as rain. You'll see.
Right. Well, come along, Amara. Let's get you to bed, shall we?
Be careful, you two. There's a lot of damage to those corridors.
Of course, Doctor. We'll be very careful. Come along, Amara. I'm getting tired, and I know you are.
Yes, I think we're just a bit tired and overwrought. After this little excursion, I think it's high time for a little time off.
Won't you please let me in? Amara, please. At least answer me. Amara! Oh, I didn't expect it to be that easy.
Disappointed?
No. No, not at all.
Well, don't just stand there. Come in. Have a lounge.
Amara, won't you talk to me? Please. Look, Amara, I know you didn't expect to be lumbered with me. Neither you or the doctor did.
Lumbered with you? I was the one who helped persuade the doctor to let you stay with us, remember?
Yes, well, be that as it may, now that I'm here, I would like to be your friend. You can count on me, you know. I just want to help.
I'm not sure you can help me, Gray. I'm not sure anyone can. You just can't understand.
So explain it to me.
Look, it's deeper than these changes I've just gone through. Don't you see? No, I suppose you don't. Everything I've ever cared about, everyone, has always either been taken away or they've left of their own free will. No one ever stays in my life. And my life just seems to get worse and worse. I mean, look at me. A new voice, a new attitude. I'm irritable, bad-tempered. Who knows what I'll say next? Oh, it's just so frustrating. This must be what regeneration is like for the Doctor. I don't even know who I am anymore, Gray.
I understand that feeling.
Forgive me, but I really doubt that. I don't think you can even begin to understand how I'm feeling right now.
Don't you be so sure.
Well, all I really know is, lately it's been really hard. I've lost so many of the people I felt close to.
Julian Stryker being the latest, I suppose.
Only the latest, yeah.
So you chose not to get close to anyone at all, is that it?
Something like that.
And you're afraid if you allow yourself to get close to the Doctor or myself, that we'll abandon you?
Maybe not that. But people do tend to have a way of exiting my life just when I start letting them in. Look, it's nothing personal, Gray.
I understand, Amara. Julian meant a lot to you.
I think I was falling in love with him.
I see.
I've never let anyone that close before, Gray.
But why, Amara?
Because I'm afraid I'll disappoint them.
I see. Amara, you can't disappoint me. I will be your friend unconditionally.
It's dangerous getting close to me, Gray.
What is that supposed to mean?
When people get close to me, they die.
And what if I choose to take that risk? What if it's worth it to me,
You don't know what you're taking on.
We all have secrets aboard the TARDIS, Amara. Even the Doctor, even me. Especially me. And though it may take time for us all to trust one another fully, I believe that, eventually, we will. I propose we make a start. Right here and now.
Why would you offer yourself like this? Offer your trust, your friendship.
Maybe I just trust my heart.
And what does your heart tell you?
That you are going to be very important to me in the future. We have to rely on each other now, Amara. We're away from all we know, each of us. The universe is against us. And if we don't lean on each other, this universe will have its way with us.
Very well. We can be friends, Gray.
Thank you, Amara. That means more to me than you can know.
Where am I? Got to get out of here.
Easy now, easy. You're in no fit state to get up and walk about.
You were...
I'm the man who saved your life. I'm the Doctor. Can you remember?
Yes, I remember now.
Officer Yor, isn't it? I want you to tell me about these harbingers of yours.
Harbingers? No, I...
Don't worry, it's all right. Just sit back, relax, and tell me about them.
Thank the goddess we don't have to go back out there again.
The TARDIS is a familiar and safe environment. I'll admit, I feel a lot better being in here myself.
Unlike out there, where there are just dead bodies and the ramblings of a half-dead soldier.
Look, why don't you just go back to your room and get some rest? I can handle things out there with the Doctor on my own. And we'll be back quite soon, I'm sure.
That sounds like a good idea to me. I'd like to fall asleep, then wake up 10 hours later to find all this was just a bad dream. What the chesma is that?
There's some kind of vessel heading this way. According to these readings, it's small and armed. Their weapon systems are online. It's going to dock with a Kronek ship. We've got to warn the Doctor.
Well, come on then.
Are you sure? I thought you wanted to stay here.
I can't just leave you and the Doctor in the lurch. Besides, there's no time to discuss it. That ship is nearly upon us. Come on, Gray.
Officer Yor, tell me more about these harbingers.
They're hideous reptiles.
Doctor, there's some kind of ship out there.
It appears to be military, and it's about to dock with us.
This is General Kane of the Brilliant Command Ship Merlin.
They must have hacked into the ship's intercom system.
Shh! Just remain calm, everybody.
You have been identified as an enemy ship. Prepare to be boarded. Any resistance will be met with lethal force.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do?
It's too late to do anything. They've already docked.
I don't know about you, but they'll take great pleasure in killing me.
Why?
My race has been at war with the Brellians for years.
Now, we don't mean you any harm.
Open fire!
No!
Doctor? Gray? Doctor? Who's there?
What have you to report, Sergeant Resch?
So far, we've only found 4 survivors, General. Only one is in uniform standard to this vessel. The others appear to be civilians. They are clearly not Kronak. They have pink skin and are small in stature. Very weak creatures.
Tell the men to search the lower levels for any more survivors. If any are discovered, lock them up with the rest.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and bring me one of the prisoners. It's been a while since I've had a good old-fashioned interrogation.
Yes, sir. Resch out.
Amara, can you hear me? Come on, my girl, wake up.
Doctor? Oh, it is you! What happened?
It's all right, my dear. We were only stunned. The Brellians locked us up in their ship's brig. I managed to get out of my cell and find you.
What about Gray? And Yor?
They're both fine. They're still recovering as well.
You! How did you escape from your cell?
Oh, by using my imagination. Ah, a detection device. Clever, very clever.
Yes, pity my men didn't think to use it sooner. Hand it over.
Well, if I must.
All right, you're coming with me.
Oh, what for? You have my sonic screwdriver.
The General wants to interrogate you. Now move. Prisoner ready for interrogation, sir.
Very good, Resch. You can leave him to me. Assist in the search of the lower level.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's start with introductions, shall we? I'm the Doctor, and you must be General Kane.
This is not a social call. I'll ask the questions here. Now tell me. What happened to that Kronak vessel?
Well, it appears to have been attacked by a battleship. Probably one very similar to this one. My crew and I answered their distress signal.
Oh, so you weren't passengers?
Oh, no, no, no. My companions and I just came to help, as I said. We'd only just arrived an hour before you lot. Done a recce, assessed the damage to the ship, and found this lone survivor of the crew.
And did he tell you what had happened to his vessel?
He was pretty bad off when we found him, and all he seemed to want to talk about were some kind of monsters out of his people's legends.
Monsters?
Yes, he called them harbingers.
Bah! Harbingers?
Indeed, that's what he said, yes.
Harbingers are a myth. Every ship in the Space Lanes has heard that old story.
Have they indeed? How interesting. Well, Officer Yor told us that it was these harbingers who attacked them in a mighty battleship.
My ship destroyed an unidentified vessel just before we found the Kronak ship. Maybe that was your harbingers.
I suppose it could have well been. Apparently, these harbingers are reptilian. And perhaps you did run into them, and perhaps you've destroyed them. If so, then this part of the galaxy, I guess, owes you a great debt of gratitude.
You don't really expect me to believe that, do you?
No. Not since I could see that you're just another close-minded, ignorant ape like every other military dictator in the cosmos.
I'd be careful of the words I chose if I were you, Doctor. They may be your undoing.
Yes. Look, can you just tell me about this ship you destroyed? Did you simply go in guns blazing, or did it actually look as if it might be threatening you?
The ship in question was found within a specified war zone. This part of space is clearly marked as a militarized zone. That ship was considered an invading hostile vessel, and it was my right to have it blown out of the star.
So let me get this straight. You fired on a ship you didn't even positively identify?
For all I know, it was a cleverly disguised Kronek intelligence vessel sent in to spy on Drellian military positions. Subterfuge is often used in war. Even the most inexperienced cadet knows that.
Ah, there you go then. You see, I'm not very well versed in the art of war.
Yes, one can tell that by looking at you. You're obviously weak, frail, and lacking intelligence. What species are you, anyway?
Gallifreyan, if you really want to know.
I should have guessed. A non-military species who can't even be bothered to stop sitting on their thumbs long enough to take an interest in what's going on in their own celestial backyard. Well, fear not, Doctor. The Brellian Empire will keep on doing what it's done for centuries.
And what pray tell is that, General?
Protecting your Remas from any threats that come into this part of the cosmos, of course.
I only hope that's the case, because if you're wrong and that was a Harbinger ship you think you destroyed...
I don't just think I destroyed that vessel, Doctor. I know it!
Well, for all our sakes, I hope you're right, because if you're mistaken, that means they're still out there somewhere, and probably pretty upset about now.
Upset? You're a fool, Doctor! This interrogation has gone on long enough. Guard! Take the Doctor back to his cell. He's of no further use to me. Get him out of my sight!
Yes, sir!
Who's there? Come out with your hands up or I will not hesitate to fire. Who's there? No, stay back! Keep back! No!
You have been listening to Doctor Who, Harbingers. Part 1, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell and Jackson Rees, which starred, in order of appearance, Ron Smith as the Doctor, Shannon Hilchey as Amara, Sarah Gerard as Grey, Jim Barber as Yor, Steve Dunlap as General Kane, Jeff Niles as the Guard, and Rich Panaccio Jr. as Resch. The title music was composed and performed by Duncan McPherson, based on the original version by Ron Grainer and the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The producer of the episode was Kyle Bors, the co-producer was Ron Smith, post-production editor was Jeff Niles, the sound designer, script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The story Harbingers is owned by Dream Realm Enterprises. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, or its concepts and sounds, which remain the property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. For additional information, comments, or questions, please email us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. On behalf of Dream Realm Enterprises, this is Sally Wiggett. Thank you for listening.
Please join us for part 2 of Harbingers, available now from Dream Realm Enterprises and found at dreamrealmsite.com.